News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government has approved Uisce Éireann's Water Services Strategic Plan 2050, outlining the strategic direction and the actions they'll implement to ensure sustainable public water services in the future. But what is the future of water infrastructure in this country, and are Irish people really on board, and what needs to be done to keep water coming out of the tap? Gavin Lawler is president of the Irish Planning Institute. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning.
In reality, we're going to have to do a lot to get things done. Do you think that there will be much opposition in the same way that there's opposition to pretty much everything in this country?
Well, most probably there will be, but I think society in Ireland has to sort of face up to a reality that if we're going to make any progress in the housing crisis and other crises that we have, such as biodiversity and climate, we're going to have to be more reasonable in terms of our interpretation. The idea that you can just look after your own domain and not consider issues in the wider context of what's best for society just doesn't work anymore. We were able to do it during COVID, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do it looking at dealing with some of these crises.
Everywhere has an issue with its water, we know that. But the biggest challenge is the East Coast and getting water to Dublin. How much water comes from the Liffey right now, and how sustainable is that?
Over 80% of the water comes from the River Liffey, and it's not sustainable. So if you just take that at a very simple level, 1.5 million people live in Dublin. 80% of their water is dependent on one river. If something were to happen in that river, God forbid, a significant pollution event or a drought, then there's a lot of people without water or that can't drink water. And that doesn't provide for any form of resilience, nor does it provide for any form of future potential growth. So these are things we need to bear in mind. And I know that the old classic thing in Ireland is, that's all the lads up, all the Jack Eans up in Dublin. They've made their own bed, they can lie in it. But, you know, the vast majority of the people in the country live in Dublin. It's the part of the country that is going to continue to grow quite significantly, and at least 50% of the growth is going to reside in the Dublin region. So we've got to facilitate that.
The other side of this, of course, is the funding. And I'm just reading through the WSSP 2050 brochure. It's great. It has strategic objectives. It gives you an indication of what they need to do and when they need to do it. But if it's not funded, it's pointless. They've just created something that's going to sit on a desk.
Correct. But I think I think the government has already very much signalled that particularly up to 2030, that they're going to support in a very meaningful way investments in infrastructure. I mean,
they'll say that now, but that's because there's money in the pot. If the money goes out of the pot, how can Irish Water prioritise this plan? Because inevitably we're going to see another downturn at some stage in the future. And we know what happens in those circumstances. Infrastructure is the first one that gets hit.
And that's the problem we have. And that's why we're in the mess that we're in. So it's the old classic thing of cutting making the easy cut and not making the difficult decisions. I mean, look at where we are with Metro. That was cut in the last recession and we still don't have it even started. Never mind permitted, never mind built. So infrastructure is not something, it's something that needs multi-annual funding. It's something that governments can't simply just slash and cut and burn. If it's necessary and it's regionally or nationally important, like the water supply project, like Dublin Metro, like the North-South Interconnector, and all of those three projects have their own particular issues, well then it's important that you fund them and that when they do get consent ultimately that you follow through and develop them.
We know what has happened with Amazon last week. The inability to give them a steady electricity supply resulted in a project being abandoned. Why do I have the sense, Gavin Lawler, that we are now going to prioritise electricity infrastructure and still treat water infrastructure like the poor relation?
Well, you see, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. They're not going to be able to do that. You know, for any development to be developed, you need three key pieces of infrastructure. You have the water infrastructure, which is foul and potable. You have roads and you have electricity. If you can't get there, if you can't turn on the switches and you can't flush your toilet, you can't really build anything. So you can't leave one of those key pieces of infrastructure behind. So there's going to have to be at least a minimum level of investment in each of those three. And unfortunately, particularly in water, in the case of water and electricity, we have been absolute laggards in terms of the amount of money we've invested over the last 10 years.
And we're paying the price for that. Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute, thanks for talking to Newstalk Breakfast.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Newstalk.